Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A continuation of Liana Wall's enchanting story of fairies and power, of dreams and hope, of journeys and destinations, of courage and dreams. Presenting part two of the Wishing Well collection. You can find out more information about this lovely book at thewishingwellcollection.com. As always, if you enjoy the content, please do consider leaving a rating or review or subscribing. Every interaction truly does mean the world to this channel. We also have a new website. All the platforms you can listen on are listed there. There are ways you can support the show, and you can join our mailing list. Join us on talesbythefireside.com. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. Part 2 of The Wishing Well Collection, written by Liana Wall. The Story of Twinkle, the Fairy of Truth. Soft morning raindrops fell gently over the land of Enchandrium. The river of wonders flowed smoothly and calmly, and all the creatures were busy working in their willow and oak tree homes. The squirrels were toasting hazelnuts by the fire. The gnomes were cleaning their gardening tools of the leftover soil, and the bees were busy making honey in their hives, ready for the kingdom supper that night. Everyone was eager and waiting for another fairy princess to join the Willow Palace very soon. Sparkle, Glitter and Tinsel were hard at work, designing, creating and making new dresses with the help of the caterpillars. Purple for Sparkle, turquoise for Glitter and pink for Tinsel. They made the most beautiful dresses. They flowed and spun when they twirled. They enjoyed making clothes they could wear in the forests. Each creation was unique and individual to them. The caterpillars were very quick at making clothes for all the creatures of Enchandrium too. They were very lucky. They had lots of little legs which could cut and sew and decorate all at the same time. That afternoon, strangely, the light raindrops didn't seem to disappear. Rainfall in Enchandrium concerned Selena and the creatures, because rain meant that the humans, in their world, were not in a happy place at the moment. Selena called her three fairy princesses to meet with her in the Willow Palace and reminded them that together they must keep the kingdom and the human world happy. "Use your powers when you feel you need to, my princesses," said Selena. "Especially you, Sparkle. We must keep the hope alive." The fairies all nodded, and together, looking out of the willow tree to the sky above, each sang softly their powerful spells of hope, courage, and love. Yet the raindrops still remained, despite the princesses singing their powerful spells. Selina thought that this may mean something more serious. Perhaps it was time for the new fairy princess to arrive. There was a reason that the rain was remaining during this magical time. Still, with the sound of the light raindrops on the willow tree, just as Selina had expected, the fourth princess fairy arrived in Enchandream. The fairies all gathered round closely and were amazed by their new princess sister. Her hair was a glistening silver like the stars, and her skin was white as the snow. They knew something was extra magical today due to the raindrops continuing to fall over Enchandream. They all wondered what was extra special about this princess, and they hoped it was something extraordinary. Tinsel looked at Selina and said, "She is perfect and pure, Mother. We must name her Twinkle." And they did. Days went past, filled with the endless raindrops over Enchandream. The River of Wonders was starting to fill, gradually, from all the extra water falling into it, and the gardens were getting too wet for the gnomes to work in and plant their flowers. One afternoon, Twinkle walked along the branch of the Willow Palace tree on her own and sat on the ledge, looking out at the sprinkle of rain. Tinsel was feeling very sad that the ground below was beginning to get too wet and the sun was being blocked by the clouds that were so heavy with water droplets. Unexpectedly, Twinkle heard an unknown voice, but no one was around. Twinkle looked around her, above her, and below her as she sat alone, but bizarrely, no one else was to be seen. The voice she could hear was not kind. It was raised and very saddened. Twinkle continued to listen, and she heard this voice being wrong and untruthful. Then suddenly, water began to fill Twinkle's left eye, and it ran down her cheek to the ground below. Twinkle looked down to see the tear open up into a large puddle, and there was a vision of a little human girl speaking untruthfully to her mother. Twinkle continued to watch with a sad heart at the vision she could see in the water. In the palace, Selina could feel her daughter's pain and left the willow tree. She walked along the branch to where Twinkle was sitting and sat down beside her. Selina looked down to see what Twinkle was so saddened about and saw that her fairy princess was very troubled watching the human behaviour in the water. She moved Twinkle in closely to her. She knew then that she had the fourth magical power that connects with deep emotions. This was why Enchandream had never-ending raindrops. It was because of Twinkle's power, the one that she needed to gain. "My beautiful Twinkle," said Selina, "you hold a very powerful gift, one like no other. You can hear the humans and the sadness they can create when they are mean to each other. But this is why you can see them, so you can help and guide them to be truthful." "The humans make me hear them when they say untrue things. When I hear this, a tear falls out of my eye and rolls down my cheek," said Twinkle. "Yes," said Selina, "you have the gift to guide humans to be truthful and honest." Selina stood up beside Twinkle, opened her wings, which started to glow all the colours of the rainbow, and sang softly. "Princess Twinkle is your name, and truth is all you say. Always say what is true and right, each and every day. Keep your promises and mean your words open and honestly. Otherwise you'll regret it, and it will end in an apology." Selina and Twinkle both looked down at the teardrop puddle and the vision of the human girl. Twinkle then heard the little girl say, "Sorry, Mother," and apologise. The teardrop in Twinkle's eye and the vision then quickly vanished. Twinkle smiled and felt restored and content right away. "Guide the humans, Twinkle," said Selina. "Whenever you have a tear, that is a human being untruthful. Sing the song filled with power and help them to be honest and good." I will, said Twinkle. The drops of rain began to slow to a little pitter-patter sound on the trees, and the sun's beam began to appear slowly through the lighter rain clouds. Selina and Twinkle stood together and embraced in a fairy hug. They were then joined by Sparkle, Glitter and Tinsel, who saw their sister's magical power of truth and were so happy that she had ended the continuous raining in Enchandream. Selina looked back at Twinkle and said, "The power of truth is something only a human can choose to have. However, with your power, guide them to do the right thing." The other fairy princesses all began twirling and dancing in such delight and took Twinkle by the hand to lead her out of the willow tree to dance in the droplets of final rain together. The clouds all parted. The gleaming sun started to shine all its warmth over the kingdom of Enchandream. The River of Wonders went back to its normal level and the flowers in the gardens stood tall towards the light. Everything was perfect once again. Selina followed slowly behind and looked up at the final rain clouds in the sky. She whispered to the sky above with the humans in her mind and said, "Twinkle has the power of truth. We listen and we can hear you. Twinkle will not cry a tear if you tell the truth. Always remain honest and true." The story of Glow, the fairy of dreams. Summertime had finally started in Enchandream. The early sunrises, the chirps and sweet songs from the birds, everything was so pleasing. Summer was the realm of Enchandream's favourite time of year. This particular year, the gnomes wanted to plant one special yellow flower in honour of the final fairy princess that was due to arrive soon. They wanted the special flower to be bright yellow like the sun. However, the little gnomes were not very organised gardeners, and so, all agreeing to the wonderful idea, each gnome planted a flower each, instead of just one between them. There were now countless different yellow flowers in the gardens. The kingdom did not mind this mistake by the gnomes, as they always were such thoughtful and attentive gardeners. They knew the fairy princess would enjoy every one of the flowers they had kindly and delicately planted for her. Meanwhile, Sparkle, Glitter, Tinsel, Twinkle and Dotty were all dancing by the River of Wonders, all excitable and discussing their final new fairy sister, all imagining what she would look like and what power she might bring to Enchandream. Glitter especially loved the river. She enjoyed pointing her toes as she dipped them into the warm water. All the fairies were full of gladness, spinning, twirling, smiling and laughing. They were all excited about what was to come. Selina was watching from the willow tree and smiled with amusement at the many beautiful new yellow flowers planted by the gnomes. As Selina watched the flowers, they started to grow more quickly than anything she had seen before, blooming perfectly with their bright silk-like petals. The colour filled the gardens of Enchandream like a blanket of gold. Selina then knew she was about to welcome the fifth princess fairy. Just as the final flower opened its last petals, Selina welcomed her fifth and final fairy daughter. The other fairy princesses were called by Selina, and together they all flew up to the Willow Palace and were amazed by how bright and yellow their sister's hair and wings were. "Look at how bright she is," said Sparkle. "Wow, her wings are beautiful like the sunshine," said Glitter. "We must name her after the sun." "She's like a wonderful glow of light," said Tinsel. "Yes, let's name her Glow," said Twinkle. And they did. Glow, the youngest of the fairies, already had the guidance of her four big sisters. She was sure to be looked after and loved so much. Selina watched all five fairies hug and embrace. She was full of so much happiness, joyful in the knowledge that her kingdom had grown perfectly right from the very start. As the youngest and smallest fairy, Selina wanted Glow to have a guidance friend and summoned upon the fairy unicorn Goldie to look after her. Selina made Goldie a very special part of the fairy kingdom, just like Dotty the ladybird. Goldie was a beautiful, soft, white unicorn with a long, gold, shimmering mane, who was a trusted friend of Selina's. Goldie flew everywhere with Selina when she had become queen of the fairies many moons ago. Only time would tell what the final fairy power would be for Glow. Selina was always watching and listening. As the days went by, Glow was always flying with Goldie to the yellow flower garden that the gnomes had planted for her as a special gift. This was her favourite place to go in Chandream. Glow always carried with her a stem flower pen and petal notebook in her fairy bag. She enjoyed sitting among the flowers, writing down all her thoughts, ideas and things she and Goldie saw together. Glow also liked to make things. She liked to draw, paint and dance. She was always singing too, and wanted to do everything she possibly could in Enchandream. However, Glow seemed a little different from her sisters. Unlike the others, who always completed every task, Glow always wanted to move on to the next chore or activity right away, just to make sure she did not miss out on anything. Like the yellow flowers planted for her by the gnomes, yellow was her favourite colour. The caterpillars made her the prettiest of yellow dresses, so much so that when she sat on the flower petals, you couldn't see her. Goldie always waited for her at the edge of the flower garden to make sure Glow was always protected as Selina had instructed. Glow liked this, as she liked to keep all her ideas safe in her petal notebook and all her plans written down just to make sure she would never forget any. Glow was a very busy fairy that did not seem to want to stop. Many times she made her fairy sisters, Goldie the unicorn, Dotty the ladybug, and her mother Selina wonderful gifts. Flower necklaces, paintings of the animals. She even taught her sisters and little Dotty new dance moves, which they enjoyed very much. They had no idea how Glow had so much energy, or how she was consumed by so many ideas in her head and things she wanted to do. One summer's afternoon, Glow felt she wanted to teach the other creatures in Enchandream about all her fascinating discoveries. She had a feeling inside her that she wanted to talk about her plans, ideas and goals. Glow set up a little school in the Evermore Oak Tree and used the mushrooms and toadstools as chairs and invited all she knew to come to her teaching school. Glow invited her sisters, pixie friends, the wise owl, the squirrels, the birds, the butterflies, the caterpillars, and of course, Goldie, Dotty, and Selina. Glow started by giving each of them an elm leaf to draw on and a honey stick to write with. She asked them to write what they love most about Enchandream Wood. Selina watched from the side of the Evermore tree, gazing over the spectators she had invited, so very proud of Glow and her decision to be a wonderful leader and teacher. She had a lot of knowledge for a little fairy. Unexpectedly, during this time, Glow's wings started to shine so brightly that it took all that were there by surprise. "Glow, look at your wings," said Tinsel. As Glow looked to the side to see her shining, bright wings, she said, "I was only thinking about being the best fairy I can possibly be." All the creatures looked on in amazement at what was happening to Glow. They all smiled and turned to look at Selina. Selina stepped forward, smiling and listening to all the ideas and dreams Glow was discussing with her friends. She knew that Glow's power was not only a magical one, but one that has the biggest inspiration of them all. She had the gift of dreams. Whilst everyone watched in amazement, Selina began to open her wings wide, more so than ever before, and filled with all the colours of the rainbow. Softly she sang, "Your name is wondrous Glow, you're bright like sunshine yellow. You have lots of dreams, especially at night when you rest your head on your pillow. You want to be the best fairy, you have the desire, you will see. And I want you to always know you can be anything you want to be." Glow's wings returned to normal. Her sisters were fascinated to hear about all the plans she had for them. Despite being the smallest and youngest of the princesses, she was a very clever little fairy. Once Glow completed her Evermore tree lesson, Selina called all the fairies to the Willow Palace. "My beautiful daughters," said Selina, "Glow has been given the gift of dreams. This means now that whenever a human has a goal, vision, or wants to achieve something, we will know, as her wings will shine ever so brightly. That is when you will have to encourage them, Glow, and help the humans believe they can do anything." "I really will," said Glow. "Believe and you shall find, my darling princesses," said Selina, as she made her way out of the Willow Tree Palace. The fairy sisters all danced with joy that their smallest sister had the brightest gift. Glow continued to dream of all the ideas, plans, and adventures she would achieve in Enchandream, and thought about always wanting to help all who have their special dreams and goals too. Selina was so delighted that all her magic powers had now been passed on to her fairy princess daughters. She was sure that the kingdom of Enchandream and the human world would continue to have hope, courage, love, truth, and dreams. The five magic powers were set to guide and inspire the humans and all the creatures now and for all time. Journey to the Human World. The land of Enchandream and the kingdom of the five power fairies had built from strength to strength. The creatures and nature of the forest were blooming in full glory. As Selina sat alone on her golden leaf throne in her Willow Tree Palace, she thought about her five fairy princesses. All had proved that their individual powers could make wonders for Enchandream and in the human world. As she reflected on her kingdom, she called upon the wise owl who lived in the Evermore tree. The wise owl was the oldest animal in Enchandream, and he was the one who oversaw weddings and blessings and answered all the questions when it came to the human world. The wise owl flew to the willow tree and knocked gently on the wooden door. "You called me, Your Highness," said the wise owl. "Yes, please come in and sit with me," said Selina. The wise owl entered the palace and sat in front of Queen Selina, curious to know her request for him. "I would like the princesses to fly to the human world," said Selina. "They need to fully understand how great their powerful spells and gifts are." The wise owl replied, "Absolutely, Your Highness. There will be many surprises on the journey to get there." Selina nodded and said, "Yes, flying to the human world will be astonishing for them all." The wise owl continued, "They will have to experience all the seasons of the human land. Firstly, spring, beginnings, then a summer of delights, the autumn of spooks, and the winter of joy." The wise owl had reminded Selina that the autumn of spooks may be scary for the princesses. Yet Selina knew her daughters needed to face their fears and vanquish whatever comes to them. She knew that Glitter would be able to guide them. The wise owl agreed to the decision and left the palace, flying back to the Evermore tree to prepare the kingdom for the departure of the five fairy princesses. As the sun was setting over the forest treetops, Sparkle, Glitter, Tinsel, Twinkle, and Glow were all together dancing in the palace willow tree. Dancing was their favourite thing to do. They especially loved twirling and pointing their beautiful toes. Selina arrived and was so delighted to see all of her princesses dancing together. "My beautiful daughters," said Selina, "I have a task for you all to do." The five fairies immediately stopped their dancing and turned to face Selina. "What is it?" said Sparkle. "The wise owl and I have decided that it is now time for you to fly to the human world," Selina said in a soft, comforting tone. All the five fairies looked at each other in surprise. They had never been asked to travel to the human world before. "You have to understand their world for yourselves," said Selina. "Do not worry, though, my sweethearts. The wise owl and I will be guiding you from the Evermore tree. You'll be flying there tomorrow to experience all the surprises of the human world and how your power spells can help them all. The fairies seemed very excited about this task their mother had asked of them, yet Glow, the youngest of the fairies, appeared a little afraid. Glow, who had the biggest dreams, still needed encouragement from her big sisters. Being wonderful sisters, they would be sure she had the encouragement she needed to feel safe. The morning sun shone brightly over Enchantream and Selena. The fairies woke up ready for their journey to the human world. Sparkle put on her best purple dress. Glitter was ensuring all her sisters would be safe. Tinsel was leaving little petal love notes for all her friends and to Flynn, the pixie prince. Twinkle was making sure the sky was clear of raindrops, and Glow was busy packing her bag with her leaf notebook and flower stem pen. The wise owl was waiting outside the willow tree. He was ready to take the fairies into the locked charm clouds. This was the magic gateway to the human world from Enchantream Wood, and only the wise owl could open this entrance. Selena stood at the palace willow tree door with Prince Flynn the pixie, Dotty the ladybird, and Goldie the trusted unicorn. Each princess walked gracefully to the branch edge to meet the wise owl. "Take the princesses into the charm clouds, my dependable owl," said Selena. "I will be listening, and with you always, my sweet daughters. Use this time to embrace the human world, so your duty as a power fairy can guide them and help the humans." Each fairy hugged their mother, Dotty, Goldie, and Flynn, one by one. Tinsel gave Flynn a little fairy kiss on his cheek and said her power words, "I love you," before spreading her wings. They all started to fly off into the blue, shining sky with the wise owl. They soon arrived at the charm clouds, a locked doorway to the human world. The wise owl flew forward and closed his eyes. He then boldly said the magic words, "The locked clouds of charm I ask you today, to open the world to humans and unlock you if I may. The fairies are to enter this realm they protect. Take them through the journey to the world they'll never forget." Suddenly, the clouds parted to reveal a beautiful silver pearl gate. "It is ready," said the wise owl. "Be careful when you go through the season of spooks." The pearl gate opened slowly. Each fairy waved goodbye to the wise owl as he flew back to Enchantream Wood. Now the princesses were on their way to the human world. The fairies were all flying together very slowly when they quickly arrived at a sign that read the words, "Season of Spring Beginnings." All the fairies looked below as they continued to fly, and they saw the most wondrous sight of baby lambs, chicks hatching from their eggs, flowers blooming, and the happiness of Easter with humankind. Twinkle beamed from ear to ear as she watched the humans enjoy Easter chocolate and Easter egg hunts. Moments later, another sign appeared that read, "Summer of Delights." Just then, all the fairies became very hot as they continued flying and had to slow down. Beneath their feet, they watched the humans laugh and play in swimming pools, eating ice creams and at the seaside. Glow enjoyed seeing the humans have garden picnics among the daffodils, enjoying the bright yellow flowers as she watched from above. All the fairies were so happy and smiling to see this human world ever so cheerful. It then began to get very dark and gloomy, and the fairies started to fly through very blurry black light that made them all very afraid. Was this the season of autumn spooks that the wise owl was worried about? He seemed to think the fairies would not like this season in the human world. The fairies all stopped their flight and looked down on the humans below. Everyone was dressed up as monsters and goblins. They watched in fright and asked themselves why the humans had changed their appearance. "I am scared," said Tinsel, holding onto her heart bracelet that Flynn had given her. "Me too," said Twinkle. "Why is the world so dark and eerie?" "Wait, look," said Brave Glitter, pointing to all the humans below. "Do not worry all. The humans are wearing costumes." All the fairies sighed with relief. They were very scared that this was a chilling, creepy part of the human land. They were reassured by Glitter, their courageous sister, that the humans were pretending, laughing, and being entertained, all dressed up together. "This must be All Hallows' Eve," said Sparkle. "I heard about Halloween from the spirit bat that lives in the shadowy cave near the rabbit burrows." They all very quickly started to fly again out of this season of spooks. Moments later, the fairies started to hear beautiful singing in the distance, and the light tunnel started to flicker like 1,000 fireflies. This singing was glorious and heavenly, like angels. Then, tiny snowflakes started to fall and land on the fairies' delicate wings. They were overcome with a wonderful warm feeling inside them despite the cold snow falling onto them. The fairies had only experienced the world as sadness from the human world. However, this feeling was something they had never felt before. They looked down on the human world below and saw the humans dancing and singing around an illuminated tree with music, presents, and glorious food for all. "This must be Christmas," said Tinsel, in the most excitable and enthusiastic voice. "This is the time of year when all the humans are most happy and loving. I love this." "You're right," said Twinkle. "I believe this, as my eyes do not shed a tear." The fairies continued flying and watched the magic that this joyful Christmas season brought to the humans. They all agreed this was their new favourite season and could not wait to be part of the magic. Minutes later, the fairies arrived at another large silver pearl gate in the clouds. They stopped and looked up high to see how they could get past this. "What do we do?" asked Glow. "The wise owl isn't with us now." The fairies all tapped their little fairy chins, wondering how to open the gate. "I know," said Sparkle. "Let's all hold hands and sing our power spells. Mother said to always believe and you shall find." "Yes, let's try that," said Tinsel. "Loving thoughts always help." The fairies then all stood in front of the large pearl gate and all together sang their power spells of hope, courage, truth, love, and dreams. As they sang, the pearl gate slowly opened. The fairies all smiled as they began to realize how strong they were if they believed in their positive, powerful thoughts. As the gate opened, they saw a beam of light emerging from the very last cloud on their journey, shining down below. They all tiptoed slowly and gazed at the world below. There, the fairies saw a group of dancing ballerinas.
"Look at them dancing!" exclaimed Glow.
"They are wonderful dancers," replied Twinkle. As the fairies continued to watch the girls' ballet dancing and pointing their toes, a white feather attached to a fairy scroll fell from the final cloud that was still beaming with light. Sparkle took the fairy scroll, opened it, and read the contents. It was from Selina, the queen of the fairies. Sparkle read the fairy scroll to her sisters. It said, "My dearest princess fairies, your journey is finally done. You have passed the seasons bravely, yet your tasks have just begun. The owl and I have watched you and helped you on your way. We now want you to guide the humans each and every day. You're to continue dancing as you all love so much. Have the heart to lead them with soul and a magic touch. I want you all to listen, be loyal and be kind. Listening will discover more. Believe and you shall find." As Sparkle ended her mother's words, the light beam from above the cloud shone on the fairies, and they were slowly being elevated down to the human world. The humans were getting closer and closer to them. They found themselves in a dark room with a little light shining through small narrow gaps above them. Then, beautiful dancing music began to play. They all smiled with such joy. Glitter, using all her courage and on her highest tiptoes, peeped slowly through the thin light gap above her and saw the little dancing humans in the ballet class above, spinning and twirling and jumping and skipping. The fairies soon discovered they were underneath the dancing humans that they had seen when flying overhead. They had been placed under the floor by the light beam cloud. The fairies smiled and sat peacefully in a circle with each other and rested their tired wings from their long journey from Enchandream. They crossed their legs, placed their hands on their knees, closed their eyes and listened to the beautiful classical music.
"This will be a wonderful task," said Twinkle. "We all love to dance and we can help the humans with our power spells to make them feel positive and happy."
As they continue to settle under the floorboards of the dance studio, Selina and the wise old owl watched from the Evermore tree, looking into the magical beholding hole in the trunk of the grand old tree.
"They did it," said the wise old owl with such delight.
"I knew it," said Selina,
as she smiled at the wise old owl devotedly. As they closed the beholding door over the magical viewing portal together, they both felt such joy knowing the fairies were safe and happy in the human world and about to begin their tasks. Selina turned to the wise owl and said, "The princesses all hold the power to make the humans happy. If they help, guide, and teach them the wonders of hope, courage, truth, love, and dreams, they will make fine queens one day and make the human world a wonderful place for all eternity."
Believe and you shall find.
Tilly always looked forward to Mondays. After school, she attended her favourite activity and hobby, which was ballet dancing. Tilly loved dressing up in her pink tutu, tights, and ballet shoes. Her mother always dressed her hair in a neat ballet bun, so she looked like a real ballerina. Tilly arrived at her ballet studio, and all her other friends were practicing their pointy toes and making sure their hair was in pretty princess buns. Just then, the door of the dance room opened, and a sweet lady's voice said, "Come in, girls." This was Miss North, the ballet teacher. Tilly had a very friendly and kind teacher, which made class more fun and enjoyable. Tilly and her friends entered the room, skipped over to the centre of the room, and they all sat down ready for the register. Tilly and her friends always sat cross-legged, like well-behaved, courteous girls. Miss North was a very special dance teacher. From childhood, she had always believed in fairies and their magic. Her mother used to read her stories about fairies and pixies, which she always liked to bring into the ballet class for her dancers. Miss North wanted the dancers to be light on their feet, just like fairies and pixies, and learn how to dance gracefully. Miss North told her dancers about the fairies and how they always listened. This meant, for the dancers, that if the girls were too noisy or stamped their feet when they danced, they would upset the fairies and their sensitive little ears. Miss North often told them all before class about the magical fairies who lived under the floor in the ballet room, not knowing now that the five princesses have arrived and her imagination had come true. Miss North told the girls to dance quietly, as these were special fairies who looked after little girls just like them. And right now, this was really happening. Tilly started bending, stretching, twirling, and skipping. Tilly was so happy in her dance class. She always imagined that she was one of the fairies. She had a lovely idea in her mind of what they looked like. After the final curtsy, it was time to go home. Tilly packed up her dance bag, which laid on the floor, picked up her outdoor shoes and coat, and skipped out to see her mummy. But in her happiness and excitement, Tilly had forgotten to pick up her dance bag that she'd left open on the floor underneath one of the chairs in the dance room. She didn't realise she'd left to go home without it. Miss North followed behind Tilly, not seeing the dance bag either. She closed the door of the dance studio. It was then very still and quiet in the dance room. Nothing could be heard and no one could be seen. All at once, like flickering candles, the five little fairies flew up. First was Glitter, then Tinsel, followed by Sparkle, Twinkle, and Glow. They all stretched their wings and sprinkled their magic dust all over them so they could shimmer. Their hair in ballet buns like the dancers, they all had dresses that spun with beautiful pink dancing slippers. "What a wonderful ballet class," said Tinsel. "All the girls were so quiet and I love listening to the ballet music." The other fairies nodded and smiled at each other and all started to dance just like Tilly and her friends in dance class. Sparkle, having the power of hope, helped humans to have strength and positivity and to never give up. Glitter, with the power of courage, helped humans not to be afraid of anything. Tinsel, the power of love, helped to make sure humans are kind and caring to each other. Twinkle, the fairy of truth, made sure that the humans never spoke untruthfully to one another. She was the most caring of the fairy sisters. Glow, the youngest and smallest fairy, had the biggest ambitions. She was the fairy of dreams that had the brightest wings of them all.
Meanwhile, Tilly was on her way home, when suddenly she said, "Mummy, I've left my ballet bag in the dance studio." Tilly's mummy had to turn the car round to go back and collect it. Arriving back at the ballet studio, the car door closed with a big bang, which startled the little fairies whilst they continued enjoying their dancing. "What was that?" said Glow, alarmed. All the fairies quickly stopped and looked with worried eyes around the dance room. "Did you hear that too?" said Tinsel, and all the fairies nodded with concern. Then the dance room door slowly opened. There was no time to disappear back under the floor. It was too late. Tilly was coming in. Instead, they had to quickly find somewhere else to hide. "Someone is coming. Where can we hide?" whispered Glow in a panic. Looking around the room, it was very empty, and there wasn't anywhere to hide. Suddenly Sparkle saw an open pink ballet bag on the floor. "In here!" cried Sparkle, and they all flew over and hid in the ballet bag. Glow had to try hard to dim her wings, as they were shining so brightly through the bag. Tilly opened the door and walked into the room, skipped over, picked up her ballet bag, and skipped back out to her mummy, not knowing that the fairies were now in her dance bag. As delicate as a feather, Twinkle whispered, "What shall we do?" "I'm scared," said Tinsel. "Me too," said Glow, holding her sister's hand. "Don't worry," said Glitter, trying to encourage her sisters to be brave like her. Sparkle also replied, "All will be okay, sisters. You know, I have hope in everything." Tilly and her mummy arrived back at home. "I'm going to practice ballet in my room before tea, mummy," said Tilly, as she took her ballet bag upstairs. Tilly practiced her pointy toes as the fairies listened to Tilly and all started to smile. They were all very happy with the sound of more ballet and more of the wonderful music playing. Tilly's mummy called her down for tea, and as Tilly went downstairs, the room went very quiet. Listening hard, but not hearing a sound, Tinsel peeped her little head through the top of the dance bag. "We can dance now too," said Tinsel, as all the fairies slowly flew out one by one and looked around Tilly's bedroom. "Wow, I like this room," said Twinkle. "It's so pretty. There are ballerinas everywhere." And with the light, the fairies began to dance, bending, stretching, twirling and skipping. Not before long, it began to get dark outside, and the fairies had to get ready for their magical journey back at Enchandream Wood and their work looking after all the other humans too. Suddenly, Tilly opened the door, and the fairies quickly flew back into the bag, but again, Glow's wings were shining oh so brightly through the bag. Tilly stopped, looked on the floor, and saw a beautiful shining light through her bag. She picked up her ballet bag carefully and walked over to her pink bed. She sat cross-legged on her bed and placed the bag on its side as she slowly looked inside. "Fairies!" she gasped in delight. "You are fairies!" The fairies stood very still and surprised. "It's okay," said Tilly. "I will not hurt you. Please come out." Glitter nodded her head to her sisters, and one by one, the fairies flew out of the bag and greeted Tilly with a beautiful fairy smile. Glitter, the bravest, came forward and said, "Hello, Tilly," with the softest, delicate voice. "We are the fairies from Enchandream Wood, and we're here to help and guide you." Tilly's eyes opened wide with amazement as Glitter began to sing her power song for her. "I am named Glitter. I dance high on my toes. I bring courage here for you. Take it wherever you go. Do not be afraid of anything. You have your mind and spirit. The strength that guides you in your soul. Listen, and you will hear it." Tinsel then sprang forward with the happiest look on her face and gently sang, "Tinsel is my name. I love to smile, and I'm filled with so much love. I care for those around me, in the world and stars above. Your friends and all your family, tell them I love you. Open your heart to love and the wonders it can do." Tinsel then tapped Twinkle on the shoulder, and she tiptoed forwards and tenderly sang, "Princess Twinkle is my name, and truth is all I say. Always say what is true and right, each and every day. Keep your promises and mean your words, open and honestly. Otherwise you'll regret it, and it will end in an apology." Sparkle, the eldest of the fairies, slowly twirled with all her magic dust flowing and began to lightly sing, Hope is something special we need. Sparkle is here for you. Look forward to things, be positive that all will soon come true. Hope is found within your heart and also in your mind. Keep believing, keep it strong, and happiness you shall find. And finally, the youngest of the fairies was Glow, with the brightest shining wings, sang, Hello, I am wondrous Glow. I am bright like sunshine yellow. I have lots of dreams, especially at night, when I rest my head on my pillow. I want to be the best fairy. I have the most desire you'll see. I want you to always know you can be anything you want to be. I'm truly so happy to meet you all, said Tilly. So are we, responded Glow. We all love your dancing, replied Glitter. Tilly and the fairies spent the next few moments talking about the wonders of Enchandream Wood, where they lived with Queen Selina. They all spoke about how they received their magical powers and all the adventures they had had in the forest. Tilly was astonished by the fairies and enjoyed listening to each of their stories. Then, a little white shining feather was swaying and floating outside of Tilly's bedroom window. Tilly saw this illumination and jumped off the bed where she and the fairies were. She opened her window and the feather flew in gracefully to the bedroom. It must be a message from Enchandream, said Sparkle. She quickly held the feather and attached to it was a tiny scroll. She opened the scroll and it read, Fairy princesses, the time has come to continue on your way. Other humans need you now. Listen to them, pray. Say goodbye to Tilly. Keep her happy and strong. Although you are with the humans now, Enchandream is where you belong. We must leave now, Tilly, said Glow. Will I see you again? Asked Tilly, looking disappointed to see the fairies leave. We will listen when you dance again, said Twinkle. Us fairies love good girls who dance, and remember, we can always hear you. Yes, our powers of hope, courage, love, truth, and dreams are powered by you. If you ever feel like you're in need of one, we're here for you, said Sparkle. One by one, the fairies waved goodbye to Tilly as they flew out of the window and into the starry night. Glow, who was following behind her fairy sisters, stopped and looked at Tilly with a big smile on her face and her wings glimmering so brightly. As she said goodbye, she whispered to Tilly, Believe and you shall find, Tilly. You have the magic to achieve anything. Tilly smiled and watched the fairies flicker like candles into the night. She hoped to see the fairies again soon. Each one of the fairies and their magical tales she would hold in a special place in her heart that she would remember forever. And as we now end our tales from Enchandream Wood, always know that you hold the magic and power in you to achieve anything. Remember to believe, and you shall find hope, courage, love, truth, and dreams. The end. Good night.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.